You are listening to a podcast from becomingjewish.org. Please visit us at www.becomingjewish.org. The title of this podcast is Groups and Languages of the Jews. Even though Jews are members of one nation and one people, there are different groups within the Jewish world. These groups are based on their diaspora ancestral homelands. Mizrahi Jews, or Mizrahim, also referred to as Edot HaMizrach, or Communities of the East, are Jews descended from the Jewish communities of the Middle East, North Africa, Central Asia, and the Caucasus. The term Mizrahi is used in Israel in the language of politics, media, and some social scientists for Jews from the Arab world and adjacent primarily Muslim-majority countries. These include Iraqi Jews, Syrian Jews, Lebanese Jews, Persian Jews, Afghan Jews, Bukharine Jews, Maghrebi Jews, Berber Jews, Kurdish Jews, Mountain Jews, and Georgian Jews. It would also include the Jews of India, Jews of Pakistan, and Jews of China. Despite their heterogeneous origins, Mizrahi Jews generally practice rites identical or similar to traditional Sephardic Judaism, although with some differences among the minhagim, or customs, of the particular communities. This has resulted in a conflation of terms, particularly in Israel and in religious usage, where Sephardi is used in a broad sense to include Mizrahi Jews as well as Sephardim proper. Indeed, from the point of view of the religious rite, the Mizrahi rabbis in Israel are submitted to the jurisdiction of the Sephardi chief rabbi of Israel, who in most of the cases is a Mizrahi Jew. Most of the so-called Oriental Jewish or Mizrahi community spoke Arabic and a number of Judeo-Arabic dialects, such as Maghrebi. Most of the many notable philosophical, religious, and literary works of the Jews in the Orient were written in Arabic, using a modified Hebrew alphabet. Among other languages associated with Mizrahim are Judeo-Persian, or Zahidi, Georgian, Bukhari, Judeo-Kurdish, Judeo-Berber, Juhuri, Marathi, Judeo-Malayalam, and Judeo-Aramaic dialects. Most Persian Jews speak standard Persian. Taimanim are those Jews who live or whose recent ancestors lived in Yemen on the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula. Virtually the entire Jewish population emigrated from Yemen between June 1949 and September 1950 in what was deemed Operation Magic Carpet. Most now live in Israel, with some others in the United States and fewer elsewhere. Yemenite Jews have a unique religious tradition that marks them out as separate from Ashkenazi, Sephardi, and other Jewish groups. The Yemenite Jews are the only Jewish community, other than the Aramaic-speaking Kurdish Jews, who maintain the tradition of reading the Torah in the synagogue in both Hebrew and the Aramaic Targum. In larger Jewish communities, boys were sent to the Malamed at the age of 3 to begin their religious learning. They attended this school from early dawn to sunset, Sunday through Thursday, and until noon on Friday. Jewish women were required to have a thorough knowledge of the laws pertaining to kashrut, taharat mishpacha. Some women even mastered the laws of shechita, thereby acting as ritual slaughterers. People also sat on the floors of the synagogues instead of chairs, similar to the way many other non-Ashkenazi Jews sit in synagogues. There are two main pronunciations of Yemenite Hebrew, considered by many scholars to be the most accurate form of Biblical Hebrew, although there are technically a total of 5 that relate to the regions of Yemen. In the Yemenite dialect, all Hebrew letters have a distinct sound, except for the letters Samach and Shin. The Sana'in Hebrew pronunciation, which is used by the majority, also contains the Hebrew letters Gimel and Guf. Maghrebim are Jews who traditionally lived in the Arab-Berber Maghreb region of North Africa and the Bilad al-Sudan region of Northwest Africa. Established Jewish communities long before the arrival of Jews expelled from Europe, mainly in the Kingdom of Morocco. Jewish communities are also found in Algeria, Libya, and Tunisia. Many of these communities grew after the Inquisition began, and the Jews were expelled from Spain. The language of the Maghrebine Jews was Ladino as well as Judeo-Arabic. The term Maghrebim is formed analogously to Ashkenazim and Sephardim. The Sephardi population of Maghreb was urbanized and wealthier, so many Maghrebim chose to assimilate into the Sephardic Jewish community. Today, most of Moroccan Jews consider themselves to be Sephardi. Jews have been present in Algeria at least since late Roman times. The early Arab chroniclers suggest that at least some Berber tribes were converted to Judaism before Islam's arrival, notably that of Queen Kahina. Jews of the Bilad al-Sudan describes West African Jewish communities who were connected to known Jewish communities from the Middle East, North Africa, or Spain and Portugal. Various historical records attest to their presence at one time in the Bilad al-Sudan from the Arabic meaning land of the blacks. Jews from Spain, Portugal, and Morocco in later years also formed communities off the coast of Senegal and on the islands of Cape Verde. Jews had lived in Libya since the 3rd century BCE, when Cyrenaica was under Greek rule. However, during World War II and under Colonel Muammar al-Gaddafi, Jews were subjected to many anti-Semitic regulations and pogroms. Most Jews left after 1969, with the last Jew leaving in 2003. Tunisia has had a Jewish minority since Roman times. In 1948, the Jewish population was an estimated 105,000, but by 1967, most Tunisian Jews had left the country for France and Israel, and the population had shrank to 20,000. As of 2004, an estimated 1,500 still remain, particularly on the island of Djerba, which is noted for its synagogues, comprising the country's largest indigenous religious minority. The Habashim is the Jewish community from Ethiopia, but with most now living in Israel. Nearly 85% of the Ethiopian Beta Israel community, comprising more than 120,000 people, have emigrated to Israel under its law of return, which gives Jews and those with Jewish parents or grandparents and all their spouses the right to settle in Israel and obtain citizenship. The Israeli government has mounted rescue operations, most notably during Operation Moses in 1984 and Operation Solomon in 1991, for their migration when civil war and famine threatened populations within Ethiopia. Some immigration has continued up until the present day. The Ethiopian legend described in the Kibra Nagast, or Book of the Glory of Kings, relates that Ethiopians are descendants of Israelite tribes who came to Ethiopia with Menelik I, or he's also known as Makeda, alleged to be the son of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba. The Beta Israel once spoke Kwara and Kayla, closely related Cushitic languages. Now they speak Tigrinya and Amharic, both Semitic languages. Their liturgical language is Ge'ez, also Semitic. Since the 1950s, they have taught Hebrew in their schools. In addition, those Beta Israel currently reside in the State of Israel use Hebrew as a daily language. Sephardim are Jews from Spain, Portugal, Italy, and Greece, and their descendants. The name comes from Sepharad, a biblical location. Sephard was identified by later Jews as the Iberian Peninsula and still means Spain in modern Hebrew. The traditional language of the majority of Sephardim is Judeo-Spanish, also called Ladino. It is a Romance language derived mainly from Old Castilian and Old Portuguese, with many borrowings from Turkish and to a later lesser extent from Greek, Arabic, Hebrew, and French. Prior to 1492, substantial Jewish populations existed in most Spanish provinces. Following the 1492 expulsion from Spain and the subsequent expulsions in Portugal in 1497, these Jews, the nascent Sephardim, settled mainly in Morocco, the Ottoman Empire, southern France, Italy, Spanish North America, Spanish South America, and the Philippines, as well as Portuguese Brazil and other parts of Europe. As a result of the Jewish exodus from Arab lands, many of the Sephardim from the Middle East relocated to either Israel or France, where they form a significant portion of the Jewish communities today. Other significant communities also exist in New York City, Argentina, and Montreal, Canada, as well as Gibraltar. Ashkenazim are the Jews descended from the medieval Jewish communities of the Rhineland in the west of Germany. Ashkenaz is the medieval Hebrew name for the region, which in modern times encompasses the country of Germany and German-speaking borderlands areas. Thus, Ashkenazim, or Ashkenazi Jews, are literally German Jews. Many Ashkenazi Jews later migrated, largely eastward, forming communities in non-German-speaking areas, including Hungary, Poland, Lithuania, Russia, Eastern Europe, and elsewhere between the 10th and 19th centuries. With them, they took and diversified Yiddish, a Germanic Jewish language that had since medieval times been the lingua franca among Ashkenazi Jews. To a much lesser extent, the Judeo-French language, Sephardic, and the Slavic base, Canaanic, or Judeo-Czech, were also spoken. The Ashkenazi Jews developed a distinct culture and liturgy, influenced to varying degrees by interaction with surrounding peoples of Central and Eastern Europe. Thank you for listening to Groups and Languages of the Jews. Shalom.